to do a solo episode, just to kind of talk to you guys about what I do as a massage therapist and kind of who I am and what my my journey has been. So some of you may have heard, if you've listened to other podcasts with me, that I do trigger point therapy. And then recently I've also taken in a thing called the emotion code. So I thought I'd just talk about those two things today a little bit more in depth so you can understand who I am as a massage therapist and maybe tell you guys a little bit more about my story. I think I've talked about this a little bit in other episodes, but sometimes it's good to kind of go back and just overview, for lack of a better word, the journey. So I've been a massage therapist I graduated 10 years ago in April. So I've been doing massage therapy as a professional for 10 years. I went to a school in Minneapolis called Centerpoint Massage and Shiatsu. And then once I graduated from there, I got employed with a clinic there in Plymouth, I loved it so much. That clinic was focused on more pain relief. We got a lot of referrals from chiropractors in Minnesota. If you're in a car accident, you can get like a PI claim, and all of your massages, as long as they're recommended by a chiropractor, will be paid for by your car insurance. And so I had a lot of clients that had gotten in car accidents and they got to be in my care, and I got to learn from them over years. Some of them, like over a year, year and a half, the insurance would just pay for like once a week massages. And it was a really amazing way to learn and see and watch the body heal and see what happens when somebody gets care week after week after week, over a long period of time. And I got to see how massage therapy could really just offer really amazing benefits. And that's what I would see. I would see people come in suffering with pain, and then slowly they would get better. Sometimes a lot, some people, if it was more of a smaller car accident where they got, I won't say just, but I'll say kind of just with quotation marks around it, right? Just whiplash, they would heal a lot faster. If somebody had more of a bigger car accident, how that healing would take place. And I got to see some of the trends, the patterns that would take place over time. And so oftentimes, and throughout all of this, I was using trigger point therapy, which I'll explain a little bit more in a little bit. Oftentimes clients, what I noticed is that they would have a lot of healing right in the beginning, and then they would kind of hit this plateau. And I still see this with clients today. You hit this plateau where you're not seeing big results between your sessions anymore for a little while. And then all of a sudden we'll get through that plateau and you'll just have a really great spike in healing again and feeling better and things just kind of really coming full circle. But it was really fun to be able to experience that, like I said, and see what really regular care could do for my clients. It's a unique environment because I don't know how many clinics are out there that really have those relationships with the chiropractors, or how many states really encourage people getting cared for in that way after being in a car accident or having some sort of an injury. So I feel really, really grateful for that. And I worked there, I think, for about 3 years, 2014 till right after Mary was born, my second. So maybe like 2.5 years. And then I started my own business in January of 2017. Not realizing that we'd be moving to the UP. So I started that, did that in Minnesota for a little bit, rented a space, and then we moved back home here to the UP in 2017 in May. And then in June, after we kind of got settled in a little bit, I found a space here in Calumet, and actually I'm still renting the same space. So I found a space, rented a room for a little while, and then when their yoga teacher moved out, I just moved up and took over reception and have continued to develop this space ever since. So it's been a really fun work in progress. The space that I'm in, if you've ever been here, is just absolutely gorgeous. It's been really well taken care of. The ceilings are the highlight. So if you haven't been in here, feel free to just come in and take a look if you're ever in the area. And now Encompass Wellness Studio is in its 8th year. So it's pretty crazy how kind of things shift and change. And I went from just wanting to fill my own schedule to then building up a product base to hiring massage therapists and just kind of letting the process take me where it may. And now we're in a process of really making sure that this business can run profitably. So now I'm on that sort of part of my journey where it's like, okay, I've learned how to hire, how to have employees, all these things. And now I'm like, okay, now I think maybe it's a stage everybody has gone through, maybe not, but now I'm like, okay, how can this be profitable, more profitable? What does that look like? What is becoming more of a savvy business owner look like? So that's kind of been my process so far. So like I said, when I was in Minnesota, I got to work on a lot of people with a lot of different types of pain. All along, I've used something called trigger point therapy. In massage school at Centerpoint, they taught us Trigger Point. And now my school, Encompass Academy, is actually based on a lot of what Center Point in Minnesota looked like, which I just was really, really thankful for, a really great education. And I think that I felt they had done that really well. And so then I was like, well, if I'm going to open a massage school here in Michigan, I want it to really reflect the education that I got. And I really appreciated that they gave us, they set it up exactly like a massage school, or I'm sorry, they set it up just like a high school or a college where you have a syllabus, you know exactly what class you're going to and when. And so I really felt passionate about that. And so I decided to bring that into my school as well, knowing when your classes are, knowing what times they are, knowing what you're going to learn and when. And I felt like for my personality, it really helped to just have that really laid out for me all across the board. And so that's really what I brought into my Encompass Academy as well. So Trigger Point Therapy, going back to that, has been like the base of what I continually go back to. Even when I learn other modalities, even when I take other things in and add it, I still go back to the Trigger Point as like my main thing that I use. So if we talk about myofascial work. So if we split those words up, so myo means muscle, fascial is that fascial layer. So muscle fascia work. So Trigger Point Therapy, any musculature, you're going to be affecting both the fascia and the musculature. So a lot of times people ask me if I do fascial work, and I do also do specific fascia work, but I also believe that anytime that we're working with the muscle, we're also going to be affecting the fascia too. And there's some things that we can do to specifically work with the fascia, which I'm learning more and more about. And it's entirely fascinating. When I went to school, fascia was just starting to come to the picture. And right now I'm taking this continuing ed course and it's all about fascia and just like the science of fascia. And it's just incredibly amazing. And so that's a whole nother deep dive we could do at another time. So I want everybody to know though, that we're like, I believe that I'm also always affecting both the fascial layers and the musculature layers because they're not separate. The muscle is bound within fascia, which connects everything in our body. And so when I work with trigger points, that was taught to me really well in school is that like each, so I'll tell you a little bit more about what trigger points are. So each muscle can have trigger points. So every single muscle within the body can have a trigger point. And one of my favorite books that I've continued to study in, and when I was setting up the school, as I was deep diving more into trigger points and just refreshing my memory on them, getting some of more of the scientific background, one of my books that I was really studying in, I love this quote. It says, trigger points are the cause of pain 75% of the time, but they are involved in every single pain problem. So when I focus on chronic pain with my clients, even if I'm not going to cure their pain or release all of their pain, I know that I can probably have some effect on whatever pain problem they have. And I would hope that I'm a part of a bigger team for these people, whether it's chiropractic care, acupuncture, whatever it is. But I know that using trigger point therapy along with fascial work can really have a really big effect on people's pain levels. So what is a trigger point? A trigger point is basically a knot in a muscle. So like if you've ever traded massages with your friends and you find those little nodular knots in their tissues, it could be a trigger point. So a trigger point forms when you have an injury, poor posture, repetitive activities, anything that's shortening the muscle and kind of keeping it shortened where your muscle kind of gets into that habitual contracted state. So your muscles are really smart. Of course, they move our bodies everywhere all day long throughout our lives. But if we start to use our bodies in a way that maybe isn't the best for our posture, or we spend all day at work and we're sitting down a lot, or we have an injury, or we don't have correct nutritional mineral balance for our body, our muscles can get stuck in this state of hypercontraction. So our muscle's job is to contract, release, contract, release. But if it gets stuck into this constant state of contraction, it'll start to cause little tiny knots in those areas. And then on another end, if you have an injury or an accident and you kind of like whiplash and your body goes into protective mode in that area to hopefully make sure that that doesn't happen again. And so then it stiffens up to protect that area too. So knots can form from like an overuse, like I just talked about, or a protective mode as well. And then what happens instead of that muscle releasing back into its full state of that balanced, relaxed state, it stays in a hypercontracted state. Trigger points can form in that area, which causes that little nodule knot in your body. And it, like I said before, it can happen in any muscle across the entire body. And when it does form, At first, it might just be like a tight area, a tight knot. As it gets more chronic, it can refer. So this is what's the cool part about trigger points, is they can refer pain to other areas of the body. And so back in the 1950s, there was somebody named Janet Trabell, and she went through and she studied these trigger points and she started to see patterns. So she noted in all of her patients, like what she was seeing and what the patterns were and where the referrals were going. And so for each muscle, she created, and you could even just go Google trigger points and see what this means, or like trigger points in the trapezius, because that's a common shoulder muscle. So she would know like where the trigger point was and what the referral pattern was. So she started to see that each muscle had general referral patterns. And so what's really cool is like if somebody is having headaches, for example, that's always my go-to because they're super common. If they feel the headache kind of going up from the back of their head and around to the front, right above their eyebrow, that could be caused by a trigger point in the front of your neck. And so I, as a massage therapist, instead of just having somebody coming in and saying, I have headaches and I don't know exactly where that headache is coming from, now I have a system that shows me exactly where that trigger point can be coming from. And I can reverse engineer that. So it's like, okay, you have headaches that are kind of creating this pain all the way around the back of your head and going to the top of your eye. It looks like, based on my charts that I have, that it could be coming from this muscle, from this trigger point. So I go through then and I work that trigger point and release that trigger point, and that pain goes away. So it's so intriguing because, and this is why my name is Encompass Wellness Studio, is because your pain most likely or may not be coming from where you feel it. So oftentimes traditionally trained massage therapists might think, okay, somebody comes in with low back pain, I'm just going to treat their low back because I'm not sure exactly where that could be coming from, or maybe we don't know the exact cause. And now through trigger point therapy and seeing this and reverse engineering this and seeing all these studies done on it, we can say, okay, your low back is feeling pain, but actually it might be coming from your glutes, which could be referring up into your low back, or it could be coming from your psoas, which is in your belly. Your hip flexors. And if I work on your psoas, that might release your low back pain. Or let's go back to the headache thing. You might have trigger points in your anterior neck or in the back of your shoulder, or they also could be in your neck. Yes. That are causing your headaches. And so when we're super intentional with that, and we start to look at that, and we start to give ourselves time and massages to really work these trigger points and release them, we see really incredible benefits with our clients and a lot of pain and tension released. And one reason I'm so passionate about this is because I don't think a lot of people realize how big of an impact massage therapy can have on our lives. Instead of getting medications or trying different things that aren't working over and over and over again, massage therapy and soft tissue manipulation can actually be the thing, the key that can unlock some of that pain and tension. And like I said, I've seen incredible results with massage or with trigger point therapy. I'll also say that like I said earlier, I love to see when I'm part of a team, so to speak. So part of somebody's team where maybe they're seeing an acupuncturist or a chiropractor with it, or doing PT, doing exercise, looking at what foods they're eating. So often another thing that I've seen is, like I had mentioned a little bit ago, trigger points can be caused by nutritional deficiencies. I've seen people stop eating sugar, completely change their diet, or start taking magnesium or start taking vitamin D. And no joke, in 1 month, their body will feel like a completely different body. And so I love to see how a whole team or like a whole body or a whole system approach can really affect somebody's pain and tension. But where I come in with the massage therapy is I just don't think that a lot of people have been trained this way. And so that's why I get so passionate about it. So I've seen so many things change in people, like I said, from the headaches, because especially with like anterior neck trigger points, nobody ever comes in and says, oh, the front of my neck is hurting. And so that is something but like anterior neck trigger points with like the SCM and the scalenes, those can cause trigger points like numbness and tingling in the hands, headaches, like teeth pain, facial pain, shoulder pain, down into the pecs. And so there's so many things that trigger points can cause, or the pain that they can cause. So, and it might not be coming from the area that you would even think that it's coming from. So I mentioned some of those pains, other things that trigger points can cause, legs that just like, so I guess let's step back for a second. So in general, like a general look at trigger points, they can cause weakness, They can cause pain and tension, and then the referrals that I talked about. So weakness, like if we're talking about, like one of my clients came in once and told me, I can't even hold my phone up to my ear because my arm just keeps like feeling so fatigued. Super common with trigger points. You're weak. You can't even hold your phone up to your ear. You can't even put your bra on. Reaching behind your back is painful. Anything with pain, probably related to trigger points. Another thing is people with hip pain and tension, is that feels weak walking around with hip pain and tension. Like your hips might feel weak, or you feel like you can't fully take a step on your leg. Plantar fasciitis is coming up right now. Anything in the lower legs and thighs, like I said earlier, like belly stuff might be related to your low back, but also belly stuff could be related to digestion. Diaphragm tightness can be related to anxiety and panic attacks, or just not feeling like you can get that full breath in. You might, like if you have like a heart attack feeling, but you've already been to the doctors and they said, nope, you're not having a heart attack. That could be pec referrals, pectoralis minor, pectoralis major. That could be those types of referrals. Numbness, tingling, any sort of like carpal tunnel feeling, or tennis elbow, anything, bursitis, arthritis, those things can also be related to trigger points. But oftentimes clients will come in and just say, I have been diagnosed with bursitis or arthritis or tendonitis. And I'm just like, okay, great. I'm never going to say that you don't have that. But I also think that trigger point can have a big effect on helping with how much pain you're having with that. I will say that I do think that sometimes doctors will stick labels on things when they don't know what else to tell you, and they don't have that soft tissue manipulation certification. And so they don't necessarily know how massage therapy could help with the pain that you're experiencing. And so they might give you a diagnosis, not knowing exactly what it is. And so my approach to it is just be like, okay, great. Thank you for that. And then look at what trigger points could be creating the feeling there, like the tendonitis feeling or the carpal tunnel feeling, or the tingling, the numbness tingling feeling. And no, have I helped every single client that has come in with me with this stuff? No, there can be deeper issues and deeper problems, but I also have seen a lot of help with some of these things too. So trigger points can cause like just a myriad of issues and problems and pain and tension. And it's been really fun to just watch and see those things kind of like disrupt some of those patterns. So I've been using trigger point therapy, helping people in my practice, like I said, for the last 10 years. But I also want to share that when I first started massage therapy, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do muscle work and that's all I'm going to do. In the last 10 years, and especially in the last 3-4 years, I've learned a lot about energy, emotions, how stress plays a role in the body. And it's really opened up my mind to see that like even like anytime as a massage therapist, I'm working on somebody, we're working with energetic bodies, spiritual bodies, mental, emotional, and our physical bodies. It's all there. So I now understand that I'm actually doing a disservice if I'm just completely ignoring one of those and I'm not in tune with that, or I'm trying to block something off. And also when I'm not paying attention to that, I end up taking out a lot of people's emotions and stress and tension, and I go home feeling more stressed. So over these last few years, I've really learned how to put up boundaries with myself. I've learned how not to take on a lot of people's stuff. If you're an empath, maybe you can relate to this. And it really shows up, like if I don't do it, I can really feel a difference for myself. And I've learned how to work with emotions. And so I read a book called The Emotion Code a few years back, and it really changed my life and it changed how I work. And so I had written a blog post a while back called Stuck Emotions Plus Pain. And I'm just going to read you parts of this because it kind of just really explains kind of where I was at. So I said, in the beginning of my career, I swore that I would never get into energy work. I didn't understand it and it was feared, but life is a journey and it changes you. Over these last 10 years as a massage therapist, I've changed and I've grown and I've developed a lot, and I can't ignore my intuitive gifts anymore. So I started to feel people's emotions. I really started to feel like a sense of dread sometimes, or like a sense of panic, especially anxiety will come up right away. And what I've learned since is that anxiety is kind of like this cover for what's actually going on underneath. So anxiety would start to come up right away. And instead of taking it on, I started to use my body as just like a way for it to move and just ask God to release it and take it from them. And at first I was like really nervous of this because I didn't want to scare anybody off and I didn't want to sound cuckoo. But now I've noticed that if I ask somebody like, oh, do you experience anxiety? And if they say, yeah, I'm just like, oh, I'm feeling that in my own body right now. I'm just going to let it to continue to release and ask God to take it. And there's nothing weird about that. We can just let that body release that emotion. Touch is a really powerful healer, even without the trigger point therapy or the deeper work. Like, just touch alone, safe therapeutic touch is so healing. And there's so many studies on this. And so when we start to really relax into something and our parasympathetic really takes off, it allows our body to start to heal. When we're in our parasympathetic nervous system, which is our rest and digest state, that is where we heal. And so much of our society nowadays is in this sympathetic nervous system, which is our fight or flight mode. And we never come back down into our parasympathetic nervous system. And when we're in the fight or flight, we have high levels of cortisol, we're running on stress, our bodies can't heal, rest, digest, all of these things. So when we start to come back down, we start to heal, which also can mean your body starts to release some of those negative emotions that you had been experiencing. So when I started to feel that, I was like, okay, I really have to become aware and figure out how to hold space for this, but not take it on as my own. And so that's when all of this started to change. So through the emotion code, I really learned how to start testing for emotions and just see if there's anything stuck in tissues, and then also releasing them. And where it's really served me in my practice is that I still want to do the deep work, but I was also at the same time simultaneously seeing that there's only so much I could do. And if somebody had trapped emotions, a lot of stress, a trauma that they had been holding on to for many years, I wasn't able to get fully into that, and the body would not release if it didn't feel safe. So now I brought in this emotion code, which is so I can test for emotions, and there's a chart that comes with the emotion code that you can test for these emotions. And there's so many, and there could be multiple emotions beyond that, but he just explains that this is the basics, and there's so many emotions that can fall under each one. So I'll test for an emotion. So where I see it in my practice is like, if there's a tight spot that will not release and it's just being stubborn and I'm having an issue with it, sometimes I'm like, okay, there's something else deeper. Like, I'll kind of have this conversation in my head, and I think of it with God. So I'm like, okay, God, there's something else deeper going on here. Can you show me what this is? I'm going to test for an emotion. Will you help me release this? And so if an emotion comes up, I'll just tell my client like, oh yeah, this is what's coming up. This is what I'm feeling. Of course, I ask them first if I can do this, if I'm feeling led to it. And then let's say like panic comes up and I'm like, oh, it sounds like panic is coming up. And 9 times out of 10, the client will be like, oh my gosh, yes, this totally makes sense. I had a panicky feeling around this time, and that's about when my shoulder started to hurt. And it might take a little bit more talking and digging into it, but just to sum it up, that's kind of how that conversation goes. And then once I release it, what I've seen is once I release the emotion, all of a sudden that deep tension that client hasn't been able to release also just completely melts and dissipates. It's incredible. So joining these two things together has been such a change in my practice, and I've just been loving it so much. And for me to see how the emotions can have a direct link and effect on the body. And I've seen this over and over and over again, where when I release an emotion, that deep tension releases, and seeing those things come have a simultaneous effect on each other is just completely mind blowing. Because I think so many times we can take these things and just like completely write it off and just be like, yeah, these things don't go together, or like, this is all woo and it doesn't make sense. But it's so real, you guys. And if you were in these sessions, you would be blown away as well. And so I've been able to help clients release a lot of deeper emotions that have maybe come with post-traumas, or just little things even that they've held on to in life, which in turn releases that deep tension within them, which in turn brings their body back to a more balanced state where they can feel more at ease, more balanced, less pain, less anxiety, so many things. It's just beyond helpful. And it's actually still mind-blowing to me. And so I just wanted to kind of explain kind of that's how my practice has evolved. A little bit more on emotions. So emotions are just energy in motion. So if we don't allow ourselves to fully feel an emotion when it comes up, and up until recently, our society liked to just be like, don't push emotions down. Don't allow yourselves to feel them. That's not okay. But we're coming into, and I see this a lot in society right now, we're allowing ourselves to feel these emotions, which is amazing. But if we fully feel an emotion when we feel it, it probably wouldn't get stuck in our body. But when we start to feel an emotion come up and we're like, nope, we're not allowed to feel that right now, we stuff that down and it kind of gets lodged in our body. Eastern medicine has also done a lot of research on this and looking at like where certain emotions can get stuck. And this has been in my life since I was in massage school. So even when I was in massage school, there's a massage program, which I took. And then there's also a shiatsu program, which is an Eastern acupressure modality. And in there, they learned a lot about like what organs equated to what emotion. And so it was kind of the running joke. So I was just saying, I kind of learned a little bit of what they were learning. I didn't learn everything, but just like through osmosis from being in classes with those other students who also were in the shiatsu program. And one thing that they would often say is like, oh, you're being so livery, or that person is so livery. And what they meant by that is that person is being really angry because the liver is known to hold anger. And so it's just so funny to me that even going back 10 years, I was already meant to be learning it, even if I wasn't quite ready for it. So it can kind of lead back to that. And it just has really served me. So as we get more conscious with ourselves and more aware in our bodies, and we start to like ask ourselves what we're holding down or what we're repressing, we can release emotions that way. We could use the emotion code to release things that maybe we're a little bit more subconscious to. And then just going forward, we can really start to be more aware and allow our bodies to fully feel the emotions that are coming up instead of continually compressing them and not letting ourselves feel. So I have done so much of this work myself, which is probably why at this time now I'm ready to hold this space for other people, because that's what it is, right? When we do the work for ourselves of releasing emotions, becoming more aware within ourselves and our bodies, looking at some of our triggers and why we get triggered, healing some of those parts of us that maybe we weren't so fond of. Once you go through that bunch of that journey, then you become ready to maybe hold other people in that space. And so I feel really honored that I can do that now. And of course, the journey is never done of self-work. And sometimes I just feel like I'm just beginning looking at things that I've ignored for so long or different things. And yet I've done it for so long that I also feel like I can hold space for other people to do the same thing. So the more I learn, the more I can see that how emotion and conflict held in the body leads to disruptions, pain, tension, inflammation, and honestly, just like so much more. So like I said before, one thing you can do is just give yourself space to feel emotion that comes up without judgment. We're meant to feel these things. It's our body's way of expressing what it needs. So if you let yourself feel the anger, feel the shame, feel the grief, it's so worth it to walk into that feeling and let yourself fully feel it, even if you feel like it's going to completely take you over, versus just trying to completely repress it and run from it. Another thing that I've learned in my own journey is like when I feel a feeling and it continually comes up, and for me, it's anxiety. So like if I feel anxiety coming on and I continue to ignore it, my anxiety builds. One thing I just heard recently that somebody explained it is like, it's like a child asking for attention. If you continually ignore your child who's going to ask for attention, they're just going to keep getting louder. But if you sit down with your child and ask them what they need, then they tell you what they need. So the body is kind of the same way. So if we sit down with our bodies, I learned if I start to feel anxiety, I would go sit on my recliner, put my hand on my heart and one hand on my belly and just ask my body, okay, what do you need? And in the beginning, I'm like, this is kind of bogus, but whatever. And now I know that my body will tell me exactly what she needs pretty much immediately. Like, hey, you need to rest. You need to chill out. You're stressing over things that you can't control right now. And so if I would just listen to my body, she would always tell me what's up. And then I could listen to her and do what she told me she needed, or take care of myself in the way that I needed. And one of my favorite quotes is that if you ignore your body when it whispers, it will start to scream. So if you don't listen to the small anxiety, the anxiety builds. If you don't listen to your body when she's tired and she wants to slow down and rest, then eventually you'll get sick and that'll take you out so that you have to rest. One of my things when I was first doing massage, I was working like 60 hours a week. I was doing like 30 hours of massage and 30 hours working as a chiropractic assistant. And I was not very in tune with my body at that point. And when I didn't listen and I got myself too burned out, I would get strep within like a few hours if I was tired. But I knew, I was like, oh, but I have to work today. I could get strep almost on demand. It was wild. And now since I started listening to my body and like, oh, I'm tired, I need to rest, I'm not going to push myself to go out and visit somebody tonight, or I'm not going to push myself to take another massage today, or I'm not going to push myself, I haven't gotten strep in years and years and years. It's incredible. So think about that for yourself right now. Like, what's the thing that happens to you when you don't listen to your body? Or when you know you're tired, but you just push it a little bit more because, well, I should probably do this thing. Because the more in tune we come with ourselves, the more that we can kind of just fill up our own buckets. And then our body doesn't have to scream. It doesn't have to make you sick in order for you to rest. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense for everybody. But overall, what I want you guys to know is, like, the more that I learn about this, the more that I see that you hold the keys to your healing. So if you listen to your own body and your own intuition and lean into that, you can heal. And maybe you want somebody like me or a chiropractor to help support you in that. And we can do that. And then you're on your process of kind of healing your own, you know, body and being with your own self. So through trigger point therapy, which I still use all of the time, and emotion code and releasing emotion, which can release stress in people's bodies, I've seen these really amazing effects open up in people's bodies. And I love to go deep, hence why we're here. And so it's just been a really fun way for me to get really deep with some of my clients and open them up. And with every single client, I like to just meet them where they're at. And I'm not going to push you further than you want to go, but it just has given me this beautiful way of to meet people where they're at, go deep with clients if that's what they want, and then be able to just reach a deeper level of healing, which has been so fulfilling for me. And so then as I've been doing this, I've been seeing more and more success. So then that's what I've been wanting to lean into. So now at Encompass Wellness, I offer a session called Massage Plus Emotion Code. And it allows me to just really spend some time doing the deep work and then also bring in the emotion code to see how that can support and see how we can get those super deep releases. So if this is something you're interested in, you can definitely, there's a few different ways to check out more information. You could buy the book called The Emotion Code. Like I said, I have this blog post. It's called Stuck Emotions Plus Pain on my Encompass website. And also on Encompass, on my website, so EncompassTM.com, I have so many blog posts. If you are interested in learning more about trigger point therapy, especially for different areas, if you go to my website and check out our blog posts, there's so many blogs about trigger point therapy for different areas of the body. And so I encourage you to check that out. And a lot of them were written in 2019. So if you're not seeing them, just go and press on older posts, because I wrote a lot of blog posts about trigger point and different pains. Like, oh, they were called deep dives. Like, I have one called deep dive knee pain, deep dive neck pain, deep dive TMJ dysfunction, just to name a few, arms and hands. So I tried to do like every area of the body just so that people could learn exactly how trigger point therapy could help them in whatever pain they were suffering with. Another thing that I've been doing lately is I have been on Instagram doing deep dives in all of these areas and also teaching like self-care tips to go along with it. So like each part of the body is like a 5-part section of like where the trigger points are in the body, what causes those trigger points, what pain the trigger points cause for you, and then how you can like release it at home. So far I've done like back, neck, glutes, legs. So I'm just kind of working through and hopefully I can just continue to share what trigger point therapy can do for people, because it's been such a successful part of my practice and what I continually lean into. And then on the other end of it, if you're like, oh my gosh, this sounds amazing, and I want to learn how to do this, and I would love to jump in and be able to help people in this way. Because when I was in high school and I was looking at like, what do I want to do? And what could I do? Because I did want to have a career. I wanted to help people, but I also wanted to have the flexibility of being at home, because I knew I would have kids and I would get married. I wanted to be able to help people, but not have like you have to work 12 hours or you have to work holidays and weekends. And so massage therapy really jumped out at me. And Matt was actually the one who reflected that to me. And then being able to help people with chronic pain has been so fulfilling. So if this is something that's jumping out to you, I do have a massage school now. So Encompass Academy was founded in 2020 or 2021. And I started with continuing education classes, just doing weekend classes, because we all need continuing ed credits as massage therapists. And then from there, it kind of just grew into a whole school. It's a whole story, maybe for another time. But now I have this school called Encompass Academy, and we meet for 9 months from September through May. I'm starting another class here, September of 2024. I have two spots left for students, for a total of 8 students. I'm really excited to see who fills in the rest of this class, because I like have this feeling of these two women coming to class, and I feel like they might even be like friends or sisters or cousin. I don't know. It just feels like I just have this like vision. Anyway, so if you're interested in learning this, I would love to have you in school. You can check out EncompassAcademyMassage.com for more information on that, and I'll link it in the show notes as well. But I teach all of this in my massage school. So you learn, so we split it up into 3 trimesters, and Gina Erickson teaches a relaxation, the Swedish massage in the first course. And then we build on that foundation in the second trimester with me. And I teach you all about the fascia and the trigger points and how to treat all of that. So if that's something you're interested in learning more about this, definitely check that out. If you're already a massage therapist and you want to learn more about trigger point therapy, I have offered continuing education. I've kind of put a pause on that for now, but if this is something you're interested in, feel free to let me know. I always love to know if there's more interest to continue to do it. So I hope this episode makes sense. I still work 15 to 20 massages a week, offering both the trigger point therapy, the emotion code, and I love to just focus on those who are struggling with chronic pain and tension or some big emotional thing. And that's kind of where I'm leaning into my practice right now. So there's some big changes coming to Encompass, and I had sent out an email earlier today kind of explaining what that is. And then, I'm just really excited to continue to dive into this and then continue to dive into teaching and just really show up in the areas where I feel God is leading me right now. So yeah, I hope all this made sense. And if anything lights you up, or if you feel like sharing anything that you learned from this episode, feel free to let me know, email me. And I appreciate you following along and listening to this episode. I hope you all have a great day.
And that, my friends, is a wrap on this episode of the Journey to Wellness podcast. I would love it if you could take the time to head over and give us a review on what you thought of this podcast. And if you have any questions or need to find anything, you can check out the show notes, or you can send us a DM as well. We are so thankful you're here, and we look forward to seeing you next time.